This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Broadcasting Network to begin transmission this year. Jamaica leading internationally in compliance with the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control Obligations, and Education Ministry allocates additional $390 million to expand mathematics program. The details after the break.
Yo, what kind of future like me, aga? The economy rough and the job things stay away, is it?
The logistics hub will play a big role in the movement of goods, services and data around the world. And there will be more jobs and more opportunities for small businesses to grow and connect with the global economy.
Yeah, me go get myself trained and ready because the logistic hub boat ya nah left me.
Get informed. Get ready. For more information, email info@jamaicalogisticshub.com. Jamaica's global logistics hub, powering Jamaica to prosperity.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Education Broadcasting Network, EBN, is slated to begin broadcasts designed to complement teaching formats administered to students in the classroom during 2014. This engagement, being facilitated by the Ministry of Education, will see EBN partnering with several public and private entities to produce material tailored to the varying learning patterns of students. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the content will include aspects of the school curriculum delivered using television, tablets, smartphones, and radio.
We're working with the Universal Service Fund to afford the content appropriate to the new curriculum and the development of character of the Jamaican youth. We want to give our students every single possible medium for improving their student achievement.
Minister Thwaites says EBN will collaborate with public entities such as the Creative Production and Training Center, CPTC, and Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica, PBCJ, as well as private partners Jamaica Education Television and DC Digital to produce and broadcast digital content. Jamaica is leading internationally as it relates to compliance with the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control Obligations. Head of the Convention Secretariat of the World Health Organization, Dr. Hyke Nicagosian, says Jamaica has been doing well in several areas and has commended the Health Ministry for its leadership in this regard. Dr. Nicagosian was speaking at a public lecture on the politics of tobacco control, challenges and successes at the University of the West Indies recently. His visit to the island was a follow-up to the recently held high-level consultations on tobacco and trade as Jamaica prepares to put in place additional tobacco control legislation in furtherance of its commitment under the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. The Education Ministry has this year allocated an additional $390 million to expand the mathematics program. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the aim is to achieve 85% proficiency in numeracy at grade 4 by 2018. He adds that at grade 11, the ministry is setting a target of 85% of the age cohort sitting the CSEC examinations in mathematics by 2017. Minister Thwaites says come September, the ministry will deploy 146 mathematics coaches to primary and secondary schools. They will be charged with raising teaching standards and student achievement in the subject.
At great expense, the Ministry of Education is upgrading its teachers. The outcomes should be commensurate with the investment. The quality of teaching and learning in these core subjects must be improved.
The implementation of the mathematics program will also include the training and sensitization of principals and heads of departments by the National College for Educational Leadership, NCEL. And Labour Minister Derek Keller is calling on the private sector to continue to show greater levels of confidence in the performance of the economy under the current economic reform program. Minister Keller says there are encouraging signs that the economy is on the rebound, noting that Jamaica is expected to pass the fourth International Monetary Fund IMF primary balance target. Minister Keller was addressing the opening of the Jamaica Employers Federation JEF 32nd Annual Business and Workplace Convention in Otarius recently. He says the country The strategy of accelerated growth is centered on attracting new investments in agriculture, tourism, shipping and logistics, and business process outsourcing. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.